兄长们，姊妹们，早安。
Let's turn our Bible.
让我们翻到圣经。
To Hebrew again, Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Verses 24 to 27.
第二十四节到二十七节。
Okay. Okay. Let me read it first in English.
用英文读。
Then our sister will lead us in Chinese.
姊妹会众一同用中文。
Said, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
希伯来书十一章二十四到二十七节，会众一同读。摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦难，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向所要得的赏赐，他因就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Let's turn again to Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们翻到圣经以弗所书第六章。
This is a very familiar verses.
这是大家非常熟悉的经节。
Chapter 6, verse 10 to 18.
以弗所书第十章第六章第十到十八节。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers,against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand for having your loin girt about with truth, had a breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
以弗所书第六章十到十八节，会众一起读。我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们必不是与血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的及天空属灵气的恶魔征战，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以解决并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
Another verse in the Old Testament, Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 14. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 14.
旧约圣经尼希米书第四章十四节。
And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
尼希米记第四章十四节，会众一起读。我查看了，就起来对会众、官长和其余的人说：不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的。你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
We have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again,
主耶稣，早间我们再来到你话语的里面。
We pray that being the light of the world shine upon us.
愿你自己的话语光照我们。
Shine after every each line.
光照我们每个人。
That we may see you in your word.
好叫我们在你话语的光中见到你的自己。
And that in your word we will gain guidance.
好叫在你的话语当中得到指导。
Especially when we are in this troubled dark age.
特别是我们在这磨难的日子。
We need your speaking, Lord Jesus.
我们需要你对我们讲主耶稣。
Remember the speaking, Lord, this morning.
记住我们今天向我们讲。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
We are living in a very dangerous age.
我们现在所住。居住的世界是一个非常危险的时代。
The same as like when Moses was in when he was in Egypt.
就像摩西当初在埃及一样。
Maybe there's a little difference with the ways.
也许方式有一些不同。
But in principle, it's the same.
但是原则上是一样的。
Therefore, we need to practice the so-called Moses principle.
所以我们要在我们实际生活当中操练我们所说的摩西的原则。
That we might be saved from this age.
好叫我们从这个磨难的世界当中被拯救出来。
That we might know that even though we are in this world, we are not of this world.
好叫我们知道我们虽然住在这个世界，但我们不属于这个世界。
Through practicing this Moses principle.
让我们急着来操练摩西的原则。
Not only we are able to defeat the enemy.
不仅让我们来打败我们的仇敌。
But we are able to gain that prize which is set before us.
好，叫我们也同时得到为我预备的奖赏。
Last time I talked about the Moses principle.
上一次我讲到了摩西的原则。
Moses practiced four important points.
摩西的原则有四点。
Number one, he practiced the matter of proper identification.
第一点，他知道他自己适当的身份。
He identified himself not as an Egyptian but as a Hebrew.
他知道他自己的身份不是埃及人，反倒是希伯来人。
And by identifying himself as a Hebrew,
知道自己是希伯来人。
He's able to what? To let go everything that is in Egypt.
他可以让埃及一切的财宝都远离他而去。
Brothers and sisters, are we able to identify ourselves as a Christian?
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以知道我们的身份是基督徒吗？
Do you know in you that you are the child of God?
知道你的里面你是神的儿女吗？
Have you publicly declared that you are a children of God?
你有没有向公众宣布你是神的儿女？
Declaring yourself as a child of God is the first line of defense against every kind of temptation that is set before us.
在我们所面临的试探当中，当我们宣告我们是神的儿女，这是我们所做的第一件首要的事情。
That's why we baptize.
因此我们需要受浸。
Baptize is a means of, you know, declaring to the universe, declaring to Satan, declaring to the around you that I belong to God.
受浸是让我们在向这个世界上撒旦向我们周围的人宣告我们是神的儿女
aside from that we need to continue to preach the gospel
不仅如此我们要继续的传讲福音
the preaching of the gospel is also identifying ourselves with God himself
让我们好知道我们总是在我们的基督里与他同一
secondly we need to have a proper evaluation
第二点我们需要我们自己有适当的评估
when Moses see that he is a Hebrew
当摩西看到自己是希伯来人的时候
then he discovered there are a lot of treasures that is more precious than the treasures in Egypt.
他就发现他所面对的压力比他所要
no pressure 宝贝、
他知道他所面临的宝贝比在他看他所面临的宝贝比在埃及的财宝更加珍贵
the first one is the treasure of a clean heart
第一点的宝贝就是有一个清洁的良心。
The Bible tells us, "Blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God."
圣经上说，清洁的心是有福的，因为他见神的面。
What is more important than God Himself?
那见神的面最重要的是什么呢
？Among all the children of Israel,
在所有的以色列民
，only one person is so clear concerning the heart of God, and that is Moses.
只有一个人对神是清洁的心，就是摩西。
Do you want to see know the heart of God?
今天你想知道神的心意吗
？Do you want to clearly see what is eternal purpose?
你想要知道神永远的旨意吗
？It is to have a clean heart.
所以我们首先要有清洁的心。
Secondly, the treasure of a true love.
第二点就是我们要有一个真爱的这个宝贝。
When a person had a clean heart,
当一个人有清洁的心的时候
he had a true love for God,
他就有对神有真爱。
Loving God not because of who, not only because of who he, not because of what he gives,
不是因为他给我们我们才去爱他
but because of who he is,
而是因为他的所是我们
爱他。Moses is such kind of a person,
摩西就是这样的人。
To such an extent he is willing to give up everything,
他甚至愿意来抛弃自己所有的
for the sake of the name of God,
好的名
Not only his love for God, but also love for his people.
他不仅而且爱他的名。
You see, he was willing to tell the Lord.
他甚至能够告诉神。
Lord, take away my name from this book of life.
从我的把我的名从这卷书中抹去。
But don't destroy your people.
但是不要来毁灭你的名。
He cares about God's people.
他真的是在乎神的百姓。
He cares about God's name.
他在意神的名。
Today you want to love God?
今天你要爱神吗？
You want to love God's people?
你要爱神的选民。
How we need to have a true love for him.
我们就真的要对他有一个真的爱。
And thirdly, the treasure of a godly family.
就是爱神的选民。
Not only he cares about himself loving God,
不仅我们爱神。
He cares about his whole family to be a godly family, a God-fearing family.
而且在乎神的选民都是有这样敬畏神的家。
Brothers and sisters, what is your hope for today?
弟兄姊妹们，你们今天的指望是什么呢？
Do you only hope that you will be a spiritual person?
你只是希望你是做一个属灵的人吗？
If you ask me, my hope is not only be a person that's spiritual.
你如果问我，我就是说我不仅想要做个属灵的人。
I want also my child to be that kind of person.
我希望我的孩子也是属灵的。
I want the following generation to be that kind of generation that fear God.
让他们后代以及后代的后代都是敬畏神的。
As the Bible tells us.
正如圣经上所说。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，必将侍奉耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, this is the evaluation of Moses.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是摩西对自己的评估。
Thirdly, he had a proper choice.
第三点，他对自己有一个适当的选择。
He made a proper choice.
他选择了正确的选择。
Today, brothers and sisters, why are we pursuing the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天来追求神是为什么？
Why are we rejecting the offers of this world?
我们为什么来拒绝这个世界对我们的诱惑？
We are doing it not only for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅是为自己而做。
Nehemiah, when he came back to Jerusalem.
当尼希米来到耶路撒冷回到耶路撒冷的时候
and when he led all the remnants to come back to Jerusalem to build the wall,
他与其他的渔民一起回到耶路撒冷来修筑城墙的时候
said, this is what he said,
这是我说的
you are fighting for your wives,
你是为你的妻子
you are fighting for your children,
你为你的女征战
you are fighting for your countrymen,
你为你的弟兄们和同胞们征战
today when we determine to choose the Lord,
我们今天是下立定决心来跟随主
not only we are here to please God,
不仅是为了取悦神
we are setting an example for the next generation to follow,
我们是为我们的后代来做一个好的选择一个好的榜样
Brothers and sisters, I'm really concerned these days,
弟兄姊妹们我现在真的非常的忧心
a lot of times we as parents,
有许多的时候我们作为父母亲
on the one hand in the church we said God should be the first place in all things,
一方面我们在教会里说神是我们居首位
yet when we go back home,
当我们回家的时候
it's totally a different kind of story,
却是完全截然相反的事情
we care about education more than we care about God,
我们在意我们孩子的教育比我们在意主更多
we care about the children's entertainment more than we care about God,
我们在意我们孩子的娱乐比我们在意主更多
one day if your child said,
如果有一天孩子说
Mom, I cannot go to Sunday the Lord's meeting,
妈妈我不能去主日
because I need to go to have a party with my friends,
因为我要和我的同学聚会
what is your reaction?
你的反应是什么呢
do you say, oh, it's only once in a while, just let him go,
如果你说只有这一次让他去吧
Don't let him be so naive concerning the world.
不要让他这样的无知。
Brothers and sisters, if you do that,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你做这样的选择，
our children will really be confused.
我们的孩子们就会非常的不明白真理。
Please, one hand you said Christ should be the number one thing in our heart.
我们不是说，基督要在我们的生命中居首位吗？
Yet in practical matters, our education, our knowledge of the world is still number one.
但是在实际操作当中，我们的自己的教育却是居在首位。
I'm not saying we shouldn't have the best education.
我们又说我们不要受到好的教育。
I'm not saying you need not to go to good colleges.
我们又说你不去好的学校。
We care about our children.
我们在乎我们的孩子。
Shouldn't we want to have good education?
难道我们不希望他们去受到好的
教育？ But compare education with God, there is no concern.
但是如果你把教育和我们的主相比，是无可没法相比的。
That's why Moses said.
所以摩西说。
He's like to suffer with the children of God.
所以他宁愿与爱与自己的同胞同受苦难。
Rather to enjoy the treasures in Egypt for a moment.
也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Brothers, do you know the difference?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道这个区别吗？
Do you know the kind of evaluation we are making?
你知道我们所做的评估吗？
Moses knew it.
摩西知道。
He knew what is temporary and what is eternal.
他知道什么是暂时的，什么是永久的。
He knew what is treasure and what is trash.
他知道什么是宝贵，什么是丢弃的。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to practice this.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要操纵。
Yes, indeed, there is a lot of sacrifice.
是的，我们需要真的牺牲很多。
People will feel like we are abnormal.
人们可能会觉得我们不正常。
But in the eyes of God, this is the most normal thing to do.
但是在神的眼中，却是非常正常的。
Lastly, we need to have determined refusal.
最后一点，我们一定要断然的拒绝。
We need to say no to the world and yes to God.
我们一定要对这个世界说不，对我们的主说是。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能侍奉两个主。
It's either you love the one or you hate the other.
你要么就是爱这个恨那个。
You cannot love God and Mammon together.
你不能又爱主又爱马门。
Brothers and sisters, you know what is in you.
你知道在你的里面是什么样的。
You know that what is in you is more precious than anything else.
你知道在你的心里面是哪个是最主要的。
More precious than all the things, all the treasures in this world today.
有一个是比这个世界上所有的都最更主要的。
Let's make a right choice.
让我们做出正确的选择。
Now today I want to talk about the going into battle.
今天我们要讲的去征战。
Brothers and sisters, when we choose the world,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们选择真理的时候，选择世界的时候，
The enemy won't bother us.
我们这个仇敌不会来搅扰我们。
He felt like we are in the same company.
他觉得我们跟他们同流合污。
But that day when you choose the Lord,
天你选择主的时候，
Not only the hosts of heaven rejoice.
不仅这天上的众天使为你欢呼。
Hosts of hell will come and oppose you.
地狱的所有的都会来反对你。
Because you are a group of people that's going against him.
因为你现在成了一群来反对仇敌的人。
So therefore, when we choose the Lord, we need to get ourselves ready for battle.
所以当我们来拣选主的时候，我们一定要做好征战的准备。
Now in fighting in this battle,
当我们在这个征战当中的时候，
the first thing we need to do is what we need to know the enemy.
第一点，我们要知道我们的仇敌是谁。
We knew that Satan is an enemy.
我们知道我们撒旦是我们的仇敌。
Oh, I always remember what Brother Philip said.
我永远记住 Philip 弟兄所说的。
A lot of times we treat this enemy as a friend or a guest.
有的时候我们来说我们的这个仇敌是做我们的朋友和我们的客人。
When he comes knocking at our door,
他来的时候好像敲门的时候什么都没有。
We let him into our living room.
所以我们就把他引进门来。
Today, brothers and sisters, the enemy is our enemy.
这个撒旦就是我们的仇敌。
He is a decided fact.
一个明确的事实。
It is not a fictional imagination.
它不是我们自己编造出来的东西。
He is a fact.
它是一个事实。
All through the Bible.
整本圣经。
We can see this enemy is a fact.
我们看见这个仇敌是个事实。
When we look at the situation in the world today.
当我们看到世界的状况。
We can see the enemy is a fact.
我们看到仇敌是个事实。
Secondly, he is a destructive force.
第二点，他是具有杀伤力的一个能力。
He is here to destroy us.
他是来破坏我们的。
In order to destroy us.
为了破坏我们。
He is something spiritual.
他也是属灵的。
When God is spirit.
当神说话。
No, God is spirit.
当神的神是灵。
God, Satan is also a spirit.
撒旦也是灵。
You know, in him, the hymn says.
当诗歌里讲到
Oh, he lives, Christ Jesus lives in me today.
主活，主活，我的主永远活着。
I tell you, Satan also lives today.
我告诉你，撒旦今天也活着。
He is just beside you.
他就在我们。
Now the only thing is, are you going to let him in?
而是你要让他进来吗？
Secondly, he is also strong.
他非常的强
壮。He's so powerful.
他非常的强有
力。When you look at all the situations going on in the world today,
你看看世界现在的环境。
The kind of how they oppose the Lord.
他们是如何的来反对我们的主。
This is not something that is human.
这不是从人来的。
This altogether there is a force that is behind these people to oppose the Lord.
这是在人背后的一个灵所进行的来反对我们的主。
When you talk about simple things, everybody is happy.
当你讲的一个简单的事情的时候
some simple things.
当我们讲到有罪的事情的时候人们都非常的高兴
They always like to welcome you into their midst
他们都希望来欢迎你到他们中间去
But when you start to talk about the Bible
当我们讲到圣经的时候
When you talk about your faith
当我们讲到我们的信心的时候
We can see immediately there is an opposition
我们就立刻看到有阻拦
Is this normal? No, it's not
这是正常的吗？不是的
Because there is a certain forceTry to destroy our faith.
因为在这个世界当中有这个能力，他要想要毁坏我们的信仰。
Thirdly, Satan is erratic.
第三点，这个撒旦是有计划的。
He had a plan.
他有一个计划。
A lot of times we out of our own gut.
有的时候我们是凭着自己的血气。
Oh, sometimes we just react according to the situation that is before us.
我们时常是跟着我们眼前的环境来判断事物。
But Satan is not like that.
但是撒旦不是这样。
He had a plan.
他甚至是有计划的。
Step by step, he would go according to the plan, and what? At the end, he tried to destroy you.
他会一步一步的来达到他终究的目的，就是来毁坏你。
Look at what happened in the Garden of Eden.
看看在伊甸园里发生了什么事。
It's altogether a plan of the enemy.
他这整个就是神的筹算。
First he come in like a friend.
是仇敌的筹算一开始他是作为一个朋友出现
but the result is to destroy Adam and Eve
但是他的结果却是来毁灭毁坏亚当和夏娃
number four, he is sinister
第四点他是凶猛的凶残的
he is crafty
他非常的狡猾
he has all kinds of things to deceive you
他有各种样的计端来欺骗你
Brothers, this is who Satan is
这是撒旦
he is a fact
他是一个事实
He is a destructive force.
他是一个有毁灭的
Let me tell you the good news.
但让我告诉你好的消息
He is a defeated enemy.
他是被打败的敌人
That's why today when we come to the Lord's table.
今天所以我们来到主桌子面前
Not only it reminds us of God's love for us.
不仅来提醒我们主爱我们
It also reminds us that Satan is already defeated.
而且告诉我们撒旦已经被打败了
When the Lord said it is finished.
当神主说完成了
Not only salvation is done,
不仅救恩已经完成
but also Satan is finished.
而且撒旦已经被解决了
Satan is already under our feet.
撒旦已经被踩在我们的脚下
When he rose from the dead,
当神从死里复活的时候
he led captive all the enemy.
所有的仇敌都被掳掠了
So Satan's death and sin has no what? Has no place in us.
所以撒旦罪和死在我们身上是没有地位的。
As long as we remain in Him,
在只要我们在主的里面。
As long as we remain in Christ Jesus,
只要我们在基督耶稣里。
The enemy is defeated.
仇敌是被打败的。
So the first thing we need to know is we need to know the enemy.
所以第一点我们要征战的，我们第一点要知道我们的仇敌是。
Secondly, we need to know our armor.
二点，我们要知道我们的军装。
We need to know what is our armor.
我们要知道我们的军装是什么。
God gave us an armor.
神给了我们的全副军装。
A lot of times, you know, we have one thing, but we don't know what it is.
有许多时候我们有，但是我们不知道我们的有的是什么。
It's like I had an iPhone.
就像我有一个手机。
But a lot of times, I don't know how to use it.
但许多的时候我不知道怎么样用。
When it rang, my son said, just pick up the phone.
当他响的时候我的儿子说就接电话好了
And I said, How do you pick up the phone?
那我说怎么接电话呢
This is the kind of thing.
这就是我所说的
God gave us an armor.
主给了我们军装
we need to know how to use it.
我们必须知道怎么样来使用它
And the first thing he gave us is the girdle of truth.
第一点他给我们的是是真理当作腰带
We need the truth.
我们要知道真理。
This truth not only speak about the truth that is revealed to us in the Bible.
不仅是包括圣经所启示我们的真理。
This speaks of how do we apply the truth or experience the truth.
这个真理还包括我们是怎么样来经历这个真理，来使用这个真理。
For example, we said Christ is the light of the world.
比如说，我们说基督是世界的光。
This is a fact.
这是个事实。
This is the truth of all truth.
这是这个真理的真理。
But have you experienced Christ is your light?
但是你有没有经历过基督就是真光
That day when we heard the gospel,
当我们听到这个福音的时候
And while they're preaching Christ is our Savior, He is the light of the world.
当我们听见基督是我们的救主他是世界的光
And by faith we accept Him into our hearts.
急着信我们就接他到我们的心里。
Then this truth concerning the light of the world become our what? Subjective experience.
这个神是光，这个真理就变成是我们主观的经历。
For example, Christ is our shepherd.
比如说，基督是我们的牧羊牧者。
This is a fact.
这是个事实。
But let me ask you, in your daily living, is Christ your shepherd?
但是我问你，在你每日的生活当中，基督是你的牧者吗？
Is he leading you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake?
他是在你的日常生活当中为他的名来引导你的义路
的吗？
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要这个真做带子束腰。
Not only truth objectively, but truth in our experience.
不仅是一个继承的客观的事实，而且成为我们主观的经历。
That's why this truth is equals to our integrity.
所以这个真理就让我们这个人得以完全。
Therefore, when we don't have the truth.
如果我们没有这个真理的时候
then we are not in readiness to fight against the enemy.
我们就没有做好准备来与仇敌征战。
For example, when you go to work,
当你去工作的时候
especially with the brothers, we need to put our belt.
特别是弟兄们，我们要系上束紧我们的腰带。
You know, one time in my work, I need to put on this so-called, what kind of girdle that hold my spine up.
有一次我需要束紧这个带子，好叫我的那个脊背的骨头可以挺起来。
Because I work 10 hours a day standing up.
因为我是十个小时的工作，我一直是站着的。
One day I forgot to bring my girdle.
我有一天忘了我这个带腰带。
Oh, when I went home, I felt my spine is crooked.
当我回家的时候，我觉得我的那个脊柱都要。
And I discovered it's because I girdle.
我就发现，因为我没带我的腰带。
Today we need the girdle of truth.
今天我们需要真理的腰带。
To put us in a position that we are ready to fight against the enemy.
好叫我们做好准备与仇敌征战。
Secondly, we need the breastplate of righteousness.
第二点，我们需要以公义当作护心镜。
Christ is our righteousness.
基督是我们的义。
Well, one time, you know, when you go to battle.
当你
During the olden times,
当你在旧约里很久以前
，they need this kind of breastplate made with metal.
去征战的时候，你必须要带一个金属所做的护心镜。
So when they are fighting with swords,
是的，你需要这个刀枪来征战。
Then it hits your heart or your chest. There is a metal plate that what stop.
所以当刀枪来击入你的胸的时候，你这个护心镜就会来阻止它。
One time I heard the news, the U.S. government is trying to recall all these so-called proof vests.
我听到有一个消息，以前曾经是美国正要召回所有这个一种防弹的背心。
Because they found out that it's defective.
因为他们发现这种防弹背心是有瑕疵的。
Because this bulletproof vest is to prevent the bullet to go through.
因为这个所谓的防弹背心其实没有防弹，子弹可以穿透它。
But the thing is, while they are testing it, not only the bullet get through the vest, it went through and through.
不仅它能够穿透，而且穿透的特别透彻。
Today, our righteousness is just like that kind of a not so good breast.
现在我们的义就好像那个不太好的护心镜。
Our breast is like our righteousness is like trash before God.
我们的意义就像在神面前是就像垃圾。
Therefore, the enemy always used that to what? To accuse us.
所以仇敌总会用这个来指责我们。
Therefore, we need what? The breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart.
所以我们需要神赐给我们的护心镜来做盾牌。
So every time we sin,
当我们犯罪的时候
we need to come to the Lord Jesus.
我们神的面前
we need to ask his precious blood to cleanse us from all sin.
我们求他宝血洁净遮盖我们一切的罪行
that we will be free from the accusation of the enemy.
好叫我们不再受仇敌的控告
that is always the first thing the enemy used to attack us, the heart.
仇敌用来攻击我们的第一手段就是来攻击我们的心。
How many of us have been accused by the enemy today?
有多少人曾经被仇敌所攻击？
Sometimes when we come to the Lord's table,
有的时候我们来到饼杯面前。
The Satan reminded you, see that? Last week you just get angry.
你撒旦就会提醒你，上个礼拜你刚刚发怒了。
Or you just had a confrontation with your wife.
你刚才跟你的妻子吵过架。
Well, how dare you touch that bread?
你敢碰那个饼？
Today, when that accusation came,
今天当这个仇敌的控告来的时候，
not only we need to show him the blood of Jesus Christ,
我们不仅要向他来看，让他看我们耶稣基督的宝血，
because the blood of Christ is the breastplate of our righteousness,
因为耶稣基督宝血是我们护心的护，是我们的镜。
Not only we are what? We are free from the accusation of the enemy,
不仅我们可以从仇敌的口当中解脱，
through the blood of Christ we can be accepted before God,
而且藉着耶稣基督的宝血我们被神所接受。
So we need the girdle of truth,
所以我们需要真理的腰带。
We need the breastplate of righteousness,
我们需要这个公义当作护心镜遮羞。
We need also the shoe of the gospel of peace,
我们需要平安的福音。
When we talk about the gospel of, the shoe of the gospel of peace,
当我们谈到平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋的时候，
there is two indications,
有两点。
One, when we put on Christ as the shoe of the gospel of peace,
当我们把基督的福音当作我们平安的鞋穿上的时候，
it means to say we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们 不仅说藉着耶稣基督我们与神和好，
not only God won't, not only God has forgiven us,
不仅神赦免了我们一切的罪债，
through Christ we have been called the children of God,
藉着基督我们被成为神的儿女，
we are welcome into the household of God,
我们被欢迎到神的家中。
Is that really peace?
这难道不是平安吗？
Today why is the people in the world doesn't have peace?
为什么这个世界上今天没有平安呢？
Because they don't have peace with God,
因为他没有与神和好。
Today we have peace with God,
今天我们却与神和好。
Another indication of the shoe of the gospel of peace,
这个穿上福音平安的鞋的另外一点指的是，
it means we are separated from the world,
我们是与这个世界分别出来的。
Before we are saved we are just naked,
以前我们就像赤身裸体。
We are barefooted,
我们没有穿鞋。
The world and us are just but one,
我们和世界是为一体的。
But that day when Christ came into our heart,
当基督那一天来到我们的心里的时候，
God gave us this shoe,
基督给了我们这双鞋，
to separate us from the world,
把我们从这个世界分离出来。
That we might be in this world but we are not of this world,
好叫我们在这个世界中却不在世界中。
But we are only traveling,
我们是在旅行。
We are on a journey,
我们在这个路途当中。
Brothers and sisters, how important it is for this shoe of gospel peace,
弟兄姊妹们，这个福音的鞋是何等的。
Let's go on forward,
让我们继续往下。
Not only we need the gospel of peace, we need also the shield of faith,
我们不仅需要福音走路的鞋，而且我们需要我们救恩的头盔。
This faith, this shield protects us from the fiery darts of the enemy,
这个他就这个藤牌就来保护我们，来阻止仇敌的攻击。
Faith on what?
信德的藤牌，信德是什么呢？
Who God is and what he has done.
信德是神是谁，他为我们成就了什
么。 You know, the enemy always tries to, you know, give question in our heart.
仇敌总是在我们心中留一些疑问。
Is God real?
神是真的吗？
Today, God is real.
神是真实的。
Why? Because his word says so.
因为他的话语是立定在天。
That's why there is a brother who wrote this hymn.
所以弟兄写了这样的诗歌。
Jesus loves me, this I know.For the Bible tells me so.
耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经这样说。
Today, when enemy tries to question us,
当仇敌来要来搅扰我们的
时候， when he put on this fury darts against us,
他要把这惧怕放在我们的心里的时
候， we need to stand on the accomplished work of Christ, which is our faith.
我们是站在神已经成就的工作上，就是我们的信德。
Not what we have done, but what Christ has done.
不是我们所成就的，而是基督所成就的。
Brothers and sisters, that's why we live by faith, not by sight.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们活着是不是凭眼见，而是凭着信。
If we live only by our moods,
如果我们只是凭着自己的心情活着，
or by our emotion,
或者凭着自己的情感活着，
then we always had a problem with our relationship with God.
我们总是与神会有问题的。
Today, sometimes we feel that we are in a good mood, oh, Jesus loves me.
有的时候我们会感觉心情好的时候，我们觉得神爱我们。
But what happened? What if the trouble comes?
但是当磨难来临的时候，
Does God really loves you?
神爱你吗？
Well, God loves me.
是的，神爱我。
Because his word tells me so.
因为他的话语告诉我。
This is the shield of faith.
这就是这个信德的藤牌。
And lastly, we have the helmet of our salvation.
最后一点是讲的救恩的头盔。
Well, you know, on the one hand, the enemy attack us in the heart.
有是的，一方面仇敌来攻击我们。
He cannot get through the heart, he got through the mind.
如果他不能去来刺透我们的心的话，他要来特别的伤害我们的心思意念。
Look at all these teachings in this world today.
看看这个世界上的教导。
All this kind of teaching, what is right become wrong, what is wrong become right.
这个世界上的教导，把对的说成错的，错的说成对的。
Brothers and sisters, when you go to the so-called colleges.
当你去大学的时候。
Before I feel safe when I send my children into the colleges.
当我觉得。可以安然的送。以前我以为送安然可以安然的送我的孩子去学校。
We feel like the school always teaches the right thing.
因为我觉得这个学校总是教正确的事情。
But today there is no peace in our hearts.
但是今天我们心里却很不平安。
A lot of those teaching are always godless theology.
因为这些世界上所有的教导经常是无神论的。不圣洁的这些理论。
They don't admit the existence of God.
他们根本不承认管辖。
Now when your children go to these schools,
当你去学校的时候
，What will they? What things are they going to learn?
他们要学的是什么呢
？Therefore, we need the helmet of salvation.
因此，我们需要这个救恩的头盔。
Not only salvation, the helmet of salvation. Not only talk about we are being saved.
这个救恩的头盔不仅是说明我们只是得救。
Rather, this helmet of salvation speaks of we have been delivered day after day.
这个救恩的头盔是指我们日复一日的被神所拯救。
This helmet of salvation speaks of the mind of Christ.
这个救恩的头盔说到神的意念。
That time when the Lord saved us.
当神救我们的时候。
We have a mind that is renewed.
我们的心思意念都已经被更新了。
Before, the world is the number one.
以前世界是第一。
Now Christ is number one.
现在基督是第一。
Before the world is a treasure.
以前我们珍爱这个世界。
But today God is my treasure.
今天这个主是我们的珍爱。
Before rebellion is my main thing.
以前我常悖逆的。
But today subjection to Christ is our main thing.
今天降服于基督却是我的最主要的。
Philippians said, the book of Philippians said.
因此腓立比说书里面说到
that let this mind be in you which is also in Christ Jesus.
让耶稣基督的心为你的心。
What is this mind of Christ?
这个耶稣基督的心是什么呢
？He subject himself to God.
就是他降服在神的里
面。Even to the death of the cross.
甚至到十字架上。
This is totally opposite of what the world is teaching today.
这与世界的教导是截然相反的。
Today what the world teaches, be yourself.
今天这个世界教导你说做你自己。
Don't let your parents influence you.
不要让你的父母亲来影响你。
But the Bible is totally different.
但是圣经上却教导不同。
We are subject to the authority that is above us.
我们应当顺服我们在上的权柄。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真的恩待我们。
That we should know what kind of armor that we have.
让我们知道我们的军装是什么。
And we need to learn how to use this armor.
好叫让我们也知道我们怎么样来使用我们的军装。
Now we come to the third point.
让我们来到第三点。
We should know our strategy.
我们要知道我们的战略战术。
What is strategy?
我们的战略战术是什么
？Say stand.
就是我们的根基。
We need to stand.
我们必须站立的稳。
It says here, in verse 14.
在第十四节当中。
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
所以要站稳了。用真理当作带子束腰。
We need to stand.
我们需要站稳。
You know, stand on the accomplished work of Christ.
我们今天站立是在基督继承的事实上。
Number two.
第二点。
We need to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
我们必须要有圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
All the armor that I mentioned a while ago.
刚才我所说的一切的这些神的军装。
Are all defensive.
都是来防御的。
But the sword of the Spirit is something offensive.
但是这个神的剑却是来出攻击用的。
We need the word of God to fill our hearts.
我们需要用神的话语来充满我们。
Let the word of God dwell in us richly in all wisdom.
让神的话语充充足足的在我们的里面成为我们的。
Let the word of God be our light.
让神的话语成为我们。
We need to let the word of God be our light. We might not sin against Him.
让神的话语住在我们的里面，好叫我们不得罪神。
Every time Satan comes.
当每次撒旦来的时候
，We need to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, to fight against the enemy.
我们要用神的道、圣灵的宝剑来与他征战。
When the Lord as a man,
当我们的主当还做人的时候
，As a man, he defeated the enemy.
当他走在这个世界上的时候，他就打败了仇敌。
And every time he wins against the enemy, he used the Word of God to fight against the enemy.
每次他与仇敌征战的时候，他都是用神的话。
Thirdly.
第三点
，we need to what to pray。
我们必须要祷告。
we need to stand。
我们必须要站稳。
we need to use the word of God to fight against the enemy。
我们要用神的道来与仇敌
征战。It says you're praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit。
而且靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
A victorious Christian。
一个得胜的基督徒。
Is a praying Christian。
是一个时常祷。时时祷告的基督徒。
Not only we need to know the word of God,
我们不知道神的话语。
We need to have a personal relationship with Him.
我们必须要与主有个人的亲近。
Person doesn't have a permanent relationship with God, he's a defeated Christian.
如果我们与主之间没有这个永久的关系的话，我们就会被打败。
Today all our strength comes from Him.
今天我们所有的力量都是出自主。
All our protection comes from Him.
所有的保护也都是从主来。
But if our relationship with Him is cut off, who will have the protection?
如果我们与主之间的关系断绝了，我们的保护是谁呢？
Who will have our strength be?
我们的力量从何来呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is our strategy.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们的战略。
Lastly,
最后一点，
we should know who our allies are.
我们要知道我们的同盟军是谁。
Brothers and sisters, the brothers and sisters are our allies.
我们的弟兄姊妹是我们的同盟军。
It says here in verse 18,
在第十八节里
面， watching unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈祷。
How should we pray for all saints?
为什么要为众圣徒祈求？
Because the brothers and sisters are our ally.
因为我们的弟兄姊妹就是我们的同盟。
Brothers and sisters are fighting this battle alone.
我们不是自己一个人的战。
We are fighting together as a corporate entity.
我们是做团体一同征战。
Don't ever say that long as I'm spiritual, I can win against the enemy. No.
不要以为你自己说只要我自己属灵，我就可以与仇敌征战。
Brothers and sisters, I need you as you need me.
弟兄姊妹们，我需要你，就像你需要我一样。
And I tell you, if it is not because of you, I won't be standing here today.
我告诉你，如果不是因为你，我也不能在这站立得住。
How many times we go through trials?
多少次我们经过磨难的时候？
It's all because the brothers and sisters pray for us that we can continue to stand against the enemy.
就是弟兄姊妹们的祷告来支撑我们，好像我们能向
仇敌发声。
这就是为什么来为众圣徒祷告是如此的重要。
To this practical application.
让我们来到这一个实际操作当中。
How do we apply all this in our living?
我们怎么在生活中来进行操练呢？
Number one, we need to have desire for God.
第一点，我们真的要来渴慕神。
Moses is a person who desired God.
摩西是一个渴慕神的人。
Because he what? He give importance to the one which is invisible.
他因为他去注重这个看不见的主。
Today we need to know how precious God is to us.
知道主是对我们何重要。
There should be a continuous love for him to pursue after him.
我们必须要这样有一个持续的爱的关系，来持续的来追求他。
Even though the apostle Paul is old already.
虽然保罗使徒保罗好像已经准备好了。
But this is what he said.
这是他说的。
But I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
好叫我知道他复活的大能。
If we see Paul's situation.
如果我们看保罗的状况，
yeah, how much will he know about the Lord?
他已经知道神这么多了。
He got it all.
他都知道了。
The Lord even put him in the third heaven to see something that his mouth cannot say.
神甚至把他放到三重天上，连言语都无法形容的一个美。
This is the kind of experience that's so much.
这个经历简直是太丰富了。
Yet Paul said that I may know him and the power of resurrection.
但是保罗却说。让我更加知道他，让他在知道他复活，晓得他复活的大能。
Today, as it's not all inclusive.
今天基督是包罗万有的。
It will take a lifetime, eternity to know more about him.
我们急着我们一生的时光，甚至到永世里知道我们的主耶稣。
Don't have that attitude. Oh, as long as I'm saved, I'm okay.
不要持这样的态度，就是我得救了，我就 OK 了。
We need to have a desire to more about him.
我们必须有这个渴慕知道我们的主更多。
Secondly, we need to have a prayer life.
第二点，我们必须要有这个祷告的生活。
I mentioned that we need a prayer life.
我已经讲过我们要有祷告的生活。
We need also a prayer life with our family.
我们必须与我们的家人有这个祷告的生活。
We need to let our children in.
我们必须让我们的孩子知道。
Why do we pray?
为什么我们要祷告？
It's all because we need to depend upon the one who is upstairs.
都是因为我们完全的依靠那一位我们所相信的。
Have we gathered our family together at least once a week to pray?
我们有没有把我们的家庭每个礼拜至少聚集一次，大家一起祷告呢？
When your children are in trouble, did he come to you to pray?
你的孩子有困难，他有没有找着你来祷告呢？
You know, we have this kind of practice at home.
我们经常要在家里有这样
练。Before the work, we pray.
当我们在做之前，我们要祷告。
And you know what? This kind of practice get into the heart of my boy.
这样，我们的这种在家里面的实行，进入了我儿子的心里。
One time he came home from school.
有一天，他从学校回来的时候。
Said, Daddy, I want to talk to you.
他说：“爸爸，我想跟你讲话。”
I said, "Is there trouble?"
他说：“我说，你有麻烦了吗？”
said, No.
他说：“不是的。”
Come to my room.
到我的房间里来。
Close the door.
关上门。
I said, "Whoa, this is problem."
哦，这是怎么回事啊？
Said that, "Can you pray with me?"
他说，爸爸，你可以跟我一起祷告吗？
I really worship the Lord for that.
我真的是为此来敬拜主。
This is the kind of thing that we need to put in our hearts, in the hearts of our children.
这就是我们需要放在我们孩子们心里面的。
Because he knows where to turn to when he is in trouble.
因为在他有困难的时候，他知道要转向谁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we can never be with our children 24/7 a day.
我们不可能24小时每时每刻跟我们的孩子在一起。
But when we are taught how to pray, then we know he is safe.
当我们孩子知道怎么样祷告的时候，我们就他是安然的。
I told the brothers and sisters in HCA.
我在西南区弟兄姊妹们。
We know that the Lord is coming back.
我们知道主要再来了。
But I said if the Lord delay His coming.
但是主如果单言他的再来。
And we are gone already.
我们已经准备好了。
How will our children go on?
那我们的孩子怎么办呢？
Will they still depend on the one we depend?
他们会来仰望我们所仰望的这一位吗？
If they will depend on the Lord.
如果他们倚靠神。
Well, we better educate our children today.
我们要最好教导我们的孩子。
We need to set an example for them to follow.
我们必须要为我们的孩子做好榜样，好叫他们来跟随。
That they need a prayer life.
他们真的需要一个祷告的生活。
That they need a personal relationship with God.
他们需要与主有个人的亲密的关系。
Thirdly, we need to have what? We need to read our Bible.
我们必须要读经。
We need to not only we read, but the children also read.
不仅我们自己读，我们的孩子也需要读。
Because this is the basis of our faith.
因为这是我们所信的根基。
One day when they go into the world,
当有一到世界里去的时候，
and they meet all these kinds of godless ideas.
他看到这个世界上众不属神的这些道理。
How will they defend themselves?
那他怎么样来保护自己呢？
Based on what they said no to the attraction of this world.
根据他所知道的，他可以对这个世界说不。
But if they have the word of God in them.
他如果有神的话语在他里面，
they are able to overcome.
他们就会成为得胜者。
Number four,
第四点，
we need to walk by the Spirit.
我们必须走在圣灵里面。
Galatians said,
加勒太书里面讲到，
walk by the Spirit and you will not walk according to your flesh.
如果你顺着圣灵，就不会顺着你的情欲。
Being walking by the Spirit,
来藉着圣灵，
we will have a discernment of what is right and what is wrong.
藉着圣灵行事，我们就会有这个辨别能力，知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is righteous? What is unrighteous?
什么是义的，什么是不义的。
What is trash and what is treasure?
什么是垃圾，什么是宝贝。
Moses saw such treasure.
摩西就知道什么是宝贝。
Moses saw no such kind of evaluation.
摩西知道这个评估。
Because he knows treasure and what is trash.
他知道什么是宝贝，什么是。
He treasured much what is of God and he.Look down on the treasures in Egypt.
凡是属于神的，他都认为是宝贝；凡是属于埃及的，他都认为是垃圾。
Because he knows what is eternal and what is temporary.
因为他知道什么是永久的，什么是暂时的。
Brothers, if I tell you, the world is not enjoyable, I will be speaking a lie.
如果弟兄姊妹们，如果我告诉你世界是不可悦的，那我是告诉你的是一个谎言。
The world is enjoyable.
这个世界真的是可悦的。
But we should know what is more enjoyable.
但是我们要知道更可悦的是什么。
We should know what is eternal.
我们要知道什么是永久的。
Today, if we have this clear mind,
如果我们今天知道，我们清晰的知道，
then we had the right choice.
这样我们就做了正确的决定。
So we need to learn to walk by the Spirit.
我们要学习走在圣灵的光中。
Number five,
第五点，
we need to have a godly atmosphere.
我们必须要有这种属灵的氛围。
A godly atmosphere, at least in our family.
至少我们要在家庭中营造这样的氛围。
Their children need to know which comes first.
我们的孩子要知道什么是。
What is most important?
什么是最主要。
They, as I said before.
像我以前讲过的，我还要再讲。
Christ should have the first place in all things.
基督应该在凡事做主位。
When we are about to make a decision.
当我们要做决定的时候。
We need to tell our children,
Let us pray.
我们要告诉我们的孩子，让我们来祷告吧。
It is not what I want that matters. It is what God wants that matters.
不是我要做什么，而是神要我们做什么。
When your children is going to college,
当你的孩子去大学的时候
，and we are in a dilemma, which college should I pick?
我们就会两又为难，到底我们选择哪个大学呢
？You need to gather your child together.
你要把你的孩子聚集过来。
Let's pray before God.
让我们来在神面前祷
告。Let God give us a clear indication.
好，叫神给我们一个清晰的带领。
This is what we call a godly atmosphere.
这就是我所说的一个属神的一个氛围。
A godly atmosphere is an atmosphere that fears God and honors God.
一个属神的氛围就是来敬畏神。
Lastly.
最后一点
reject temptation.
我们必须来拒绝试探
That's the most practical thing.
我认为这是切合实际的一点
When you know
当你知道
that television is always a problem with your reading of the Bible, better turn the TV off.
如果你觉得看电视就是影响你读圣经的一个至关重要的一点那你就要把电视关掉
When you go to the meeting
当你去聚会的时候
and your children has a problem going to the meeting because of that iPhone, better take that away.
如果你的孩子去聚会有问题是因为他手中的那个电话的话你最好把他的电话拿走
One time there's a young high schooler who when we are fellowshipping in Friday night,
有一天我们在礼拜五查经的时候一起来交谈。
There's a young man said, I had a problem with my prayer because, you know, that internet always, you know, captured my attention.
这个高中生说我有阻拦我来到神面前有阻拦因为我总是想要上网他总是引起我的兴趣。
Because in that internet there is so-called an application called games.
因为在这个在上总是有许多的游戏
so I always go.
所以我总是征战
I said brother what should I do about it
他说弟兄我该怎么办呢
should I pray
我应该祷告吗
I said brother delete
我说弟兄你就把它删掉吧
delete
删掉
brother and sister a lot of times we become so quote spiritual
弟兄姊妹们有的时候我们好像是看起来是如此的属
灵 let's pray
哦，让我们祷告吧
the Lord already gave us delete
神已经告诉我们说了就把它删掉就好了
you told me, oh, I need to pray. Oh,
你却说我来祷告祷告
什么祷告
what to pray
拿掉
delete
弟兄姊妹 brother and sister we need to delete
我们要把它删掉
brother is there anything in your home today that give you a problem in your relationship with God
如果在你的家中有任何来阻拦你和主之间关系的
put it in the trash
把它扔掉。
You know, let me give my testimony.
让我告诉你我的见证。
During that young age, you know, the Lord raised me up.
当我还年轻的时候，主就得着了。
It's something that always had a problem with me and God.
但是在里面却总是有一个问题来阻拦我之间
关系。In that musical records.
就是那个 news
records.
就是听碟。
Yeah, okay. I always had a problem with that.
我总是有问题。
Every time I come home, I just play the records.
我回到家的时候，我就想听那个碟子。
And I can even sing with the records.
我甚至跟着那个录音来一起唱歌。
So there is always a problem with me and God because of that records.
所以和我和神之间的关系的阻拦就是这个播放机。
But the Lord, you know, gave me that thing. You want to love me? You cannot have the records.
那神就跟我说，如果你要爱我们，那你就不要那个播放机。
So by faith, I took the records and burned it.
所以急着信心，我就把这个我的这个播放机烧了。
And you know what? From that time on, God, what I take away, God replaced it with Himself.
神呢就把他所拿走的以自己来代替。
When I read the word, it seems that the whole Bible is open.
当我读主的话语的时候，我觉得主的话就向我敞了。
And I just fell in love with it.
我真的是爱他。
Do you want to love the Lord?
你今天想要爱主吗
？Delete that is not of God.
删掉一切不属神的。
Reject all this kind of temptation.
拒绝一切的引诱。
And I tell you that.
让我告诉你。
Give you a clear way to follow the Lord.
这样你有一个清晰的道路来跟随神。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
We know we are going through a battle.
我们知道我们是在战场上。
Day by day, the road become narrower.
每天的这个路变得更窄。
But how do we go through that?
但是我们要怎么样经过这个道路呢
？Let us put this into practice.
让我们来实行操作起来。
Let's put Moses' principle into practice.
让我们把摩西的道理来放在我们的日常生活当中。
And I tell you, I assure you, we will have the victory.
我告诉你们，你们是有确据得胜的。
Because God says so.
因为
Let's have a further word of prayer. Lord, this morning as we come to your word once again, once again reminded us how do we fight this battle. How do we fight against the enemy? Yes, the enemy is so real. But thank you, you are also real. You live in us. You are the one who is the captain of our salvation. You are the one who is leading us to victory. Lord, may we continue to walk in you. Until that day when we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.